So yesterday I participated in two different social events of the shul. First there was a welcoming to new people moving into the community. And later I found out there was another gathering for those recent members who had recently joined the shul. I thought it was very perfect timing as we now begin Parshas Ekev, where we have a mitzvah that relates exactly to these two social functions, mitzvah of loving a ger. Now, as far as I know, there were no converts there, though there may have been. So how does it relate to the mitzvah of Yahavtem es Hager, mitzvah 431 in this week's Parsha? Well, the Sefer HaKedach begins by talking about the idea that we saw back in Parshas Mishpatim already, there is a prohibition to tease or verbally abuse a convert, a person who feels out of place already, a person who already feels self-conscious about the fact that he wasn't raised in the same way as those he's now associating with, and one is not allowed to tease him in any way. The Sefer HaKedach points out that on top of the mitzvah to not tease a regular person, there's a prohibition, lo sonu ish, as am yiso, one cannot verbally abuse any person in Am Yisrael. And there's also a mitzvah v'yahavtem, the riacha kamocha, to love every Jew, and a ger becomes a Jew. So then, what's the pasuk adding by telling us the same things by a ger? If a ger is a regular Jew, he's already included in thou shalt not oppress him, and thou shalt love him. And Chazal basically learned out from this repetition, the Gemara Bava Metzia says, when a person oppresses a ger and treats them badly, they're in violation of four mitzvos. These four mitzvos. You are failing to love a Jew, you are failing to love a ger, you are verbally abusing a Jew, and you are verbally abusing a ger. The Torah feels it's important enough to say, above and beyond the regular decency we have to treat each other with, there is an expectation to be even nicer, even kinder, even more sensitive when it comes to a ger. For example, the Gemara Bava Metzia similarly says, it is prohibited to remind a ger of his former life. To say, remember those days we used to eat cheeseburgers all the time? Don't you miss those good old days? What was it like driving on Shabbos? Tell me all about it. If someone does that, they're in violation of this avera. You're not loving the ger. You're not treating him properly. You are verbally abusing him by reminding him of a time maybe he doesn't want to remember. Maybe makes him feel out of place. Makes him feel like he's not one of the clan when you're reminding him of a time when he actually wasn't. For this reason, I don't mean this to be harsh, but I don't understand when people interview this in black, Mari Stoudemire, they love to ask him about these things, right? Tell us about the good old life when you were doing all these things, and whether it was drugs or it was money stuff or it was... I don't understand why that's not a violation of this mitzvah. To ask a ger about their former life should be a violation of loving them and treating them like a member of Am Yisrael. Why are we reminding them of their terrible past? I don't know. Sounds like a problem. Could be a problem. So maybe because they're already celebrities, they're already famous, they don't really fit in anyway because they're standing out as celebrities, as athletes, as performers. Maybe they want to tell their story. They want to be out there. They want to be able to give back and be able to affect people's lives and inspire people. Maybe. I'm not sure. I wonder if deep down it actually bothers them that they're not being truly accepted as part of the clan. I don't have an answer. I'm just putting it out there. It's important to think about. When interviewing a ger, you tell them about their exciting past. Tell us more exciting stories of the good old days. Maybe you're really in violation of this mitzvah. Something to think about. Okay. Sefer HaKedach says that really the core among the Sharshi HaMitzvah of this mitzvah is to remember that we want to be kind, we want to be welcoming. Hashem wants us to have the most kind, generous traits. And we want the person to feel that by joining Am Yisrael, they truly are getting a better life. What does it say when they come and they join, and all of a sudden they feel like they're not really accepted? They get this bad impression of us, bad impression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of His Torah. They don't ever really truly feel welcome, and what's a terrible chilul Hashem. I've actually heard from many Balei Tshuva who complain when they were in the process of becoming from Shabbatons and welcoming, we're so excited to have you, and then they become fully from, and then people stop inviting them. Or they won't arrange shidduchim for them. Oh, Baal Tshuva, I don't make a shidduch for Baal Tshuva. What? What happened? They feel so disenfranchised. They feel like, what did I sign up for? Torah says above and beyond loving and treating properly every Jew, the ones who join the fold later, whether it's a ger officially or a Baal Tshuva who was always Jewish but became religious later in life, it's especially important to make them feel welcome, to make them feel part of the group. And the Sefer HaKedach is often quoted what he says next, which relates to what happened yesterday, the idea of it's not only for a ger, not only for a Baal Tshuva, it's anybody who might feel out of place. Person moves into town, and they're new, and they're uncomfortable. They don't know anybody. We've all been there. We're at a Shabbos meal, and we're like that fifth wheel, the one in the back that no one ever uses. We feel out of place. Everyone's talking about something that we can't relate to, and we just feel so uncomfortable. Or we go to a community, we're in a shul and we feel so out of place, either because how we're dressed or the nusach that we daven. We get a feeling that we're not really wanted there, and no one really cares about us. No one's coming over to ask our name, to welcome us, and it's really uncomfortable. I think one of the prides of West Hempstead, and this shul especially, is welcoming committees. Two events I went to yesterday, I was invited both as a new member. I'm not really a member. I was invited both as a newcomer to the neighborhood and also part of the rabbinic staff to help meet people. It's wonderful. Our shul, I think, excels, really excels. A lot to be proud of in this shul and this community for making people feel welcome, making people feel at home. This mitzvah, Yahavta Mesa Ger, a literal ger, but also anyone who might feel uncomfortable, who might feel out of place, it's an opportunity. That being said, I think each of us can do a little better. I think there's always room for each of us to improve, to be able to help people around us feel more comfortable, to help them feel more welcome, to make them feel like they're not out of place, like they do belong. At a Shabbos meal, one person seems like they're not part of the conversation, so draw them in. Ask them something about their lives. Inquire what they're up to. Try to draw them in. Change the conversation to help someone who may feel left out. Torah says, every time it talks about loving a ger, Torah says, you know, you used to be gerim. You know what it's like. You were slaves in Egypt, in a foreign land, treated poorly. Each of us has the chance to look at our own past experiences of, sometimes I feel uncomfortable. I wanted someone just to come over and ask my name, just to come over and make me feel like I belong. Well, then we can be that for someone else. Whether we're hosting or we're another guest or we just see someone on the street or in shul, ask them their name. Make them feel like they're welcome. Make them feel like they truly belong. And that's a fulfillment of Yahavta Mesa Ger.